Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. And by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. The largest used car dealership in the U.S. has agreed to issue payments to service members who had their vehicles illegally repossessed. The Justice Department accused CarMax of violating the Service Members Civil Relief Act by repossessing the vehicles after the owner was ordered into military service. Federal law prohibits businesses from repossessing service members' vehicle without a court order, said Assistant Attorney General Harmeet K. Dillon of the Justice Department Civil Rights Division. The Department of Justice is proud to defend the rights of those who serve in our military and will continue to vigorously enforce the laws that protect them. As part of the agreement, CarMax will pay at least $420,000 in damages to service members, along with the civil penalty of $79,380. According to a consent agreement, CarMax repossessed at least 28 vehicles that belong to military members. Those members will now receive a minimum of $15,000 each. And a federal judge who presides in Bay City has taken a leave of absence in the wake of media outlets reporting on his arrest following an alleged drunk driving crash. At the same time, a nonprofit judicial watchdog group has leveled a misconduct complaint against the judge. The U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan announced on February 23rd that Judge Thomas L. Luddington, 72, volunteered to take a leave of absence from the bench pending the resolution of his own criminal matter in state court. And tens of thousands of people are stranded across the Middle East as the Iran war spreads throughout the region. They range from Romanian religious pilgrims to tourists and diplomats' family members. Major airlines have canceled flights to and from the region, and airspace across the Gulf is closed. Some of the stranded travelers have been forced to seek shelter amid airstrikes. Others are marooned aboard cruise ships that can't sail through the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. State Department has urged all Americans to leave more than a dozen Middle Eastern countries. The U.S. State Department has also evacuated non-emergency personnel and families in six nations. It added the United Arab Emirates to its list on Tuesday. When we come back from the Shetler's Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Whatever temperatures this season brings, whatever technical issues arise, whatever heating solution makes the most sense, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer, Shetler's Plumbing and Heating, is ready to help. Whether you need a quick fix or an entirely new heating system, your local Bryant dealer, Shetler's Plumbing and Heating, will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. With a Bryant dealer, you get more than just a technician. You get someone who is committed to meeting your needs and achieving a high level of training and skills. Someone backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Nobody understands the ins and outs of home comfort like your local Bryant dealer. So whatever your situation, your address, and your budget, your Bryant dealer has a solution for you. Schedule an appointment today by calling Shetler's Plumbing and Heating at 989-453-3531. That's 989-453-3531.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, FAA issues notice to airmen for Persian Gulf. The Federal Aviation Administration issued an urgent notice to airmen today, due to risks to civil aviation in the Persian Gulf and Gulf of Oman. The warning affects all U.S. civil flight operations near the conflict zone. This move follows reports of drone and missile activity in the region that could endanger commercial aircraft. Airlines are being advised to reroute flights to avoid Kuwaiti and Iranian airspace entirely. And in other national news, United Airlines flight emergency at LAX. Passengers on a Boeing 787 Dreamliner were forced to evacuate via emergency slides at Los Angeles International Airport today. The aircraft landed safely, but its left engine was reportedly in flames upon arrival. The NTSB has launched an investigation into the cause of the engine fire. No major injuries were reported, but the incident has raised fresh questions about the maintenance and safety protocols of the 787 fleet. When we come back after this Autumn Winter of Deckerville sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
At Autumn Winter Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Automotive Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on to our international news, Lebanon bans Hezbollah military activities. Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam announced a ban on all Hezbollah military and security operations today. The government has ordered the Lebanese army to restrict all weapons to state control north of the Litani River. This move aims to prevent Lebanon from being fully drawn into the U.S.-Iran war. However, the situation remains tense as Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon have already caused significant casualties. In other international news, Qatar downs Iranian fighter jets. The Qatari Ministry of Defense reported that its Air Force shot down two Iranian Su-24 jets today. This marks the first time crewed Iranian aircraft have been destroyed in combat since the hostilities began last week. The incident occurred as Iran attempted to launch air-to-ground strikes, a departure from its previous reliance on drones and missiles. The downing of the jet signals a potential escalation in the aerial theater of the war. When we come back after this Tri-County Equipment sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Jim, what are you doing?
Well, I've been trying to purchase some used farm equipment with this online auction, but it's just so frustrating. I don't know the condition of the equipment, who used it, what's broken on it.
Have you tried checking out the pre-owned inventory at Tri-County Equipment?
Well, not yet.
I just purchased a used sprayer the other day from Tri-County Equipment. I looked it up at tricountyequipment.com, found a beautiful sprayer, went to Tri-County Equipment and looked it over. Then I made a great deal with a salesperson for less than they had it listed for.
Really? Let me check it out. Hey, they've got a used one in stock. Just what I need. Plus, I know the equipment was used locally in our area, which is reassuring. I'll give Tri-County Equipment a call right now. Look it over and see if we can make a deal.
Why take chances with online auctions when Tri-County Equipment may have the pre-owned equipment in stock and ready to deal? Go to tricountyequipment.com for their complete pre-owned inventory.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report for this hour. Carol Marie Heinz, 70 years old of Bad Axe, passed away on March 2, 2026 at her home. Carol was born in Grand Rapids, Michigan on June 17, 1955. She and Keith Pete Heinz were married July 7, 1984, and were married for 40 years. Carol is survived by her daughters, Janelle, Heidi, Autumn, and Holly, her beloved grandchildren, and six great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Carol will be Friday, March 6th, 2026 at 1 p.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Visitation will be Friday, March 6th, 2026 at 10 a.m. until time of service. A cremation burial will take place in the spring. Memorials in Carol's name may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund. Condolences can be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. And by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.